grace to you and peace from God, our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, especially to you, Mitt and Jane. Our text for today is taken from St. John, chapter 2. We don't know much about the couple in our text. We never even get their names. We don't know how they met. We don't know about their parents. We don't know what they did for a living. Did they grow up with Jesus? Were they cousins? Were they short-tailed relatives of some sort? We really don't know anything about them at all. You can imagine the picture, though. Maybe it wasn't all that different from the picture today. A young couple, the families all gathered for the joyous occasion. Friends, neighbors, schoolmates, relatives from near and far were there. You could sense the nervous energy, the joy, excitement, coupled with just a little hint of uncertainty in the air. How will we live? Where will we live? God bless us, children. What will our future hold? I'm sure many of these same thoughts and more have been running through your minds. Mitch, Jane, you are preparing to embark on a wondrous journey together. It is an adventure. But if we're honest with ourselves, it is also a little scary. You don't know what your life will be like in a month, a year, 10 years or more from now. You don't know whether it will be easy or hard. You don't know what oddities will happen along the way. Since you're a Jacob's Jamie, I'm pretty sure there will be oddities along the way. There is one thing we know about the couple in our text. They invited the mother of our Lord to the wedding, and they invited Jesus himself. Perhaps in the hubbub of the wedding, those little facts didn't seem all that important. Perhaps he was one more person to check off on their list. Aunt Matilda, check. Uncle Maynard, check. Jesus from over there in Nazareth somewhere, check. Oh, and make sure you invite his mother. She always wants to be there whenever he's around. But little known to them, inviting Jesus to the wedding was the most important thing that happened in all their planning. The day has come. Disaster struck. They ran out of wine. Now, maybe that doesn't seem like a disaster to you, but to them, it really was. Everyone would think they were cheap, rude, didn't get ready for the day. They weren't prepared. They didn't really care about all the guests that had been invited. After all that planning, all that work, to think that something should go wrong. Horror of it all. Will disaster strike today or during your married life together? I hope not, especially today. But it is possible. For richer, for poor, sickness, and in health, we will pledge to each other in just a few minutes. Life does have a way of getting in the way of all of our great ideas sometimes. And it's important that we recognize today that the joy of married life isn't that there are no problems. The joy is that you will face them together in Christ. In the case of the couple in our text, Jesus was there at just the right time. He turns water into wine, saves the wedding, and all is well. Now, on the global scale of disasters that could have happened at a wedding, running out of wine isn't that big a deal. And yet, this miracle, this sign, is the very first miracle that Jesus ever did tells us something about how much God loves you. Amen. God is present for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. And in a very real way, God has already bound himself to you. The waters of holy baptism. Now he binds the two of you together in him. Truly the book of Ecclesiastes says it well. Though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. Threefold cord is not quickly broken. Christ himself, the cord that binds your lives together. And it is for this reason that St. Paul calls marriage a picture of the love that Christ has for his bride, church. Christ loves us to death, literally. He died for you and for me and for all of us here, so that we might live in him forever. Your love for Jamie Mitch is a picture of the love that Christ has for his bride and church. Your love for Mitch Jamie is a picture of the love that Christ's bride and church has for him. Marriage brings us all back to Eden, where God's love for Adam and Eve brought the whole world into being. We don't know who the couple were in our text this morning, but we know you. And everyone here rejoices at God's mercy in bringing the two of you here together. But more important than our well wishes is the fact that Jesus is here at your wedding. He comes to bless you, to stand with you every step of the way, to draw you into each other, all the rest, come on. Welcome to the family. Welcome, Eric. Amen.